brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not quite Alex Jones this Friday. I am your guest host, Holland van den Nieuwenhof. I'd like to thank Alex for having me on as his guest host today. It's my pleasure. I drove down here to Austin from Oklahoma City yesterday in order to host the show. It's been a while. It's been several months since I first had the opportunity to guest host the Alex Jones show, and it's always a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to a good time today. Today we're going to be talking a lot about Benghazi. That is in the news. And what they're talking about in the mainstream media is not exactly what occurred at Benghazi, what we need to be talking about regarding Benghazi. So we'll be talking about that a lot. And we'll also be taking your calls. I believe Friday is first time Friday or first caller Friday. So we'll be taking your calls later. I'm really looking forward to engaging Alex's audience one-on-one and seeing what they think about my performance here. Anyways, of course, my name is Holland van den Nieuwenhof. I have been on this show a couple of times, a number of times over the past couple of years, mainly, of course, regards to the work I've done on A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. That documentary is, of course, available in the info shop, and it's the expose of the Oklahoma City bombing. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995 is the correct title. And we spent a number of years compiling that information, and in doing so, developed our own little viewpoint on false flag attacks and talking to people on the inside, as I have in my associates in research and writing. We have talked to some of the main players involved in these operations, and we've come to a realization of how these operations are executed on the ground. So using that lens, I'll be applying it to current events and what may have happened or not in Benghazi, and of course, with the Boston bombing, of which InfoWars has been on the tip of the spear, literally breaking that story wide open. Something Alex and I have been talking about for a while now is the evolving curve of the information war. Not only are we unraveling these attacks immediately after they occur, we are unraveling them as the official script is being laid out. We are now actually dictating terms to the elite regarding the narrative they want to give to the American people. That was a battle, what happened after the Boston bombing, an info battle, and guess who won? We did. The truth seekers, because truth is on our side. We don't have to make anything up. We don't have to remember our lies. We simply have to tell the truth. So that was a tremendous victory, historical victory, and hopefully one that will dictate the course of future actions. Of course, if you want to check out A Noble Lie, go to the info shop. It's a two-hour documentary about the Oklahoma City bombing, and learning about that, it's not just learning about ancient history. First of all, some of the same players are still involved right now. Of course, Eric Holder being the primary one. He's now Attorney General of the United States. He was responsible, initiated, and supervised Operation Fast and Furious, and has taken, I'm sure, a hand in many of the false-like attacks that have occurred since that one fell apart. Eric Holder, back in the late 1990s, was put in charge of the investigation into the Oklahoma City bombing at the behest of the federal government for the Department of Justice. And obviously we saw where that direction took us and how Eric Holder made his bones covering up for the elite in the very beginning of his career in government. I'm sure he had already been vetted before that, but he definitely made his bones after the Oklahoma City bombing, specifically in covering up the torture murder of Kenneth Trentadue, who was a prisoner in federal custody, mistaken for John Doe number 2 by the FBI and tortured to death. Eric Holder supervised that cover-up. That's who we're dealing with, people. Anyways, I thank you for joining me this Friday. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Holland van den Nieuwenhof, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now, and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
At this point, does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Holland Van Den Noenhoff. It is the InfoWars store where you can check out A Noble Lie. Go check that out. Your support is very important. I'd like to comment on that. You know, I've come up to the info operation here in Austin a couple of times, and I doubt there's another talk show host in the world who's employing, you know, as several dozen people as Alex is. I don't even know what the number is. But every single one of these people, you know, they are relying upon the support of the community, which is supporting Alex in his endeavors to expose the truth. So that is why your support is important, to keep us going, to pay the bills, literally, of the operation so we can continue to spread the word and continue to be a thorn in the side of the globalist elite. What Dan Bondi did in Boston when he shut down a press conference of the governor, the entire world was watching that press conference. And immediately after, when he mentioned a false flag attack, guess what the world did? When they shut down that press conference, he went on Google, they went on Google, and they started looking up false flag attack. That was people across the world who saw that endeavor waking up. That is what they're doing here. That is why your support is very important. Today, like I said, we'll be taking callers later on, but I'd like to get into a little of what Benghazi is going on there, the implications, and compare Benghazi perhaps to the most recent terrorist attack that has struck this country, the Boston bombings. When you look at Benghazi, four Americans killed, including a U.S. ambassador, that compound under attack for hours. For those of you unaware of my background, I served the United States Marine Corps in the infantry. Not long after the Benghazi attacks occurred, I received a call on my own show, Radio Free Oklahoma, on the Logos Radio Network, which is on Monday evenings. And it was a former Marine himself. I did not know him, but he was calling in. He had worked security, embassy security for the ambassador, Chris Stevens, in Jerusalem. And he expressed confusion, amazement that there was no military relief while the embassy in Benghazi was under attack. Because I had brought that up on air. I was like, I served in the Marines. I know how embassy security operations work. I have many friends who serve in that capacity in the Fast Company anti-terrorist team who respond to attacks on embassies and also embassy guards themselves. And I can tell you this, that had that been a legitimate affair, a simple, if the crowd was simply mad because of some YouTube video that was produced in California several months before, there would have been a military response literally within minutes. Benghazi is right on the coast of Libya. There is a carrier group sitting in the Mediterranean. We have bases all over the Middle East, all over Israel, all over the region, in Italy, across the water. Had that been a legitimate affair, I guarantee within minutes there would have been helicopters circling over that embassy with the Marines boiling out, armed to the teeth. That's not what we saw. What we saw was the embassy for the United States, the most powerful empire in history, in recorded history, under attack for 4 hours by 60 members of a so-called mob with no relief in sight. One of the telltale signs of an inside job or that the fix is in is the lack of military or security response when normally there would be. And when an ambassador for the United States is under attack for 4 hours, there should have been massive military response. And there was zero, which tells you someone gave a stand down order. Someone wanted those people to die. The information coming out of Benghazi is very interesting. It turns out that, of course, there was a weapons pipeline being run out of Benghazi. Those weapons that were used in the Libyan so-called revolution were now being shipped over to Syria, where they're being used now in Syria to fulfill our current foreign policy objectives there. Perhaps the attack had something to do with that. There also has been conjecture, informed conjecture, that the Benghazi affair was supposed to be actually a public relations ploy, which turned into a fiasco because apparently the thing is, that theory is that they were going to pull off kidnapping the ambassador, and then the Obama administration will pull off the master foreign policy coup of recovering the ambassador. I don't know if that's true or not, but the point I want to make is when you come up with these grandiose false flag attacks on paper and you try to execute them on the ground, that's two very different things. What they taught us in the Marines, that a plan never survives the first contact with the enemy, and that's usually true. And with these false flag attacks, for the most part, the covert arm of U.S. intelligence can rely upon the mainstream media to cover their tracks. It's not like when people criticize so-called conspiratorial thinking or what I like to call the counter-narrative, the argument often is, well, you know, the government is so incompetent they can never pull this off. Well, you know what? They are incompetent and they can't pull this off. They mess up left and right. I see it left and right. But they can rely upon the mainstream media to not connect these dots. Even though many of these anomalous facts may be reported at one time or another, it's never packaged for mass consumption when it's time to feed the story to the public. It's never put into the official narrative. And so that's what we're seeing with Benghazi. We're seeing the mainstream media basically complicit with the administration in what appears to be a horribly botched operation. In the light of the Boston bombings, I'm beginning to think that their learning curve is nowhere near the information revolution's learning curve. They seem to not be learning their lessons. What we saw in Benghazi compared to Boston was there are several dichotomous facts. One, of course, President Obama hesitated early on to label what happened in Benghazi an act of terrorism. When by definition, any stretch of the word, it actually is terrorism. When you have a crowd that's mad for whatever reason storming an embassy, I mean, that's happened before in American history, and it was called terrorism then. Why is it not terrorism now? With the Boston bombings, you had the initial manhunt, of course, which was botched, and they later settled on to the two Chechen brothers. But you saw a manhunt of four specific individuals. In the case of Benghazi, there is no talk of bringing the perpetrators to justice. None at all. The Obama administration is not talking about bringing the attackers of Ambassador Stevens into court or bringing them to Guantanamo or anything. There is no, it's not even on the table to seek justice for Benghazi, because even trying to open up that can of worms and let people to learn even more about it might lead to that story blowing wide open and what actually happened. Now, the congressional Republicans right now are digging into Benghazi. It's probably not for truly altruistic reasons. We can be sure that party politics has a reason to play, but we can utilize this to our advantage and find out what they are finding out about Benghazi. Now, I don't know if they're going to take it all the way. Probably not. Usually these investigations by partisan politicians do not take the investigations all the way where they need to go. But we can still discover information, and the Republicans right now are on it. As much as the media is trying to downplay Benghazi and act like it's ancient history, in many ways they're trying to say it is, but it's not, because it is the current administration, and it deals with what is happening in the Middle East, and what exactly were they doing in Libya. Now, the truth on this event will come out. Eventually, we live in the age of information. There are no more secrets. All mysteries are revealed. But are we going to be able to connect the dots on the information and make positive choices? Or are the American people going to forget about the case by the time the truth comes out? Because that's usually how it is. By the time the truth comes out, the case is forgotten. There have been 9 or 12 other more interesting things happening in the news, at least the news playing up these things to distract people away from what is really going on. By the time we discover what really happened in Benghazi, we will have moved on to 9 different scandals, and that is their game plan, at least, and it will not impact what is going on. But the information revolution is not just about revealing information, reporting information. It's about acting on information, using that information to affect our choices. And if we act on the information that the administration lied about Benghazi, is lying about everything else, is lying about the Boston bombing, and if this partisan effort, if it is mainly partisan, I'm going to give the Republicans the benefit of the doubt on this, because they are uncovering some good stuff. If they can take this investigation to where it needs to go. Because where it needs to go, frankly, I mean, I know where it needs to go. But where it needs to go for right now is the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, resigning or being tried for treason. Because she is ultimately responsible for what happened to her ambassador, to her embassy, on her watch. Her signatures on the papers pulling down security from the Benghazi embassy. There was no good reason for that. When Al-Qaeda is flying the black flag of Al-Qaeda over whole towns in Libya, why would you be decreasing security at your embassy? There is no good reason for that. That was before the age of sequester. And the budget certainly allowed. In fact, there were special forces officers saying that they offered to supplement State Department security of the embassy facilities there, an offer which was turned down. They actually turned down offers of assistance for security because obviously they were planning to breach that security at Benghazi and pull off some kind of public relations stunt that obviously went very wrong. Once again, we're not saying the government is all powerful and they control everything. They try to. And they can rely upon the mainstream media to not hold them accountable. They mess up all the time. They messed up this. They messed up Boston. And you know what? The more mistakes they make, better for us, because they expose themselves. Anyways, I am Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, a guest hosting the Alex Jones Show this Friday. I thank you for joining me, and we will be right back.
Pure Organic. The Pure Organic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The PureGanic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last, yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Jones Show. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm guest hosting today, May 10th, this Friday. My name is Holland Van den Nieuwenhoff. I am the writer and producer for the film documentary A Noble Lie, which you can get at the InfoWars store. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. The definitive expose of the Oklahoma City bombing. If you're unfamiliar with that work, let me assure you that our sources, our first-hand sources, our witnesses in the film are police officers, victims, family members, survivors, investigators, people who are directly involved in with what happened in Oklahoma City, and the things they saw were at a direct variance with the official narrative being dictated by the government and the mainstream media. This is a theme seen time and time again. People on the ground, first responders, seeing things that are directly contradicting what the government is saying. Now in Benghazi, we're seeing the same thing. We have Gregory Hicks, the number two man in Libya. In fact, when Chris Stevens, the ambassador, was killed in the Benghazi affair, Hicks became the number one man in Libya. His questions, his testimony about questioning what he was seeing regarding security, what the official narrative was, he started questioning the official narrative of the Benghazi attacks. And for that, he was demoted, made a desk officer after being a, you know, a service officer for 22 years. And in his own words, he was basically, they let him know that his line of questioning was unwelcome. Now, if we are to expect a full and open inquiry into what happened at Benghazi, what we're seeing is the classic precursor to persecuting whistleblowers. And of course, the Obama administration, contrary once again to its word and to its campaign promises, has been probably, at least in modern history, the most energetic in prosecuting whistleblowers who work for the government, even more so than President Bush. And, you know, all of the liberal sentiment behind the Obama administration, I can even respect genuine liberals who are perhaps are collectivists and believe in socialism. If you actually believe that, I can respect that viewpoint. But if you support the Obama administration, I now know that you don't even mean what you say. The Obama administration is not even liberal or progressive, or it's not even socialist. It's fascist. It's a warmongering extension of the corporate regime that, and he's basically, like I said, replicating the first two terms of Bush. And all the celebrities and rock stars out there who are still supporting the Obama administration, look at what is happening. Compared to what is happening with this administration, the actions that they are doing with your ideals and with your sentiments, and if you cannot reconcile the two, one or the other needs to go. You can't have both. Regarding Benghazi, we're seeing the lies left and right. I'm opening up the phones right now. The phone number is 1-800-259-9231. I repeat, 800-259-9231. Please call in and we will engage the audience. Now, regarding Benghazi, if you go back to the beginning, you remember that they blamed it on a supposed YouTube video. And for that reason, this crowd in this one location in Benghazi, the only location in the world where people were getting mad about this video, they just happened to attack the embassy and kill the ambassador. Now, of course, I'm a filmmaker myself. I work in film. So when I looked at the so-called YouTube video, the Benghazi video, I don't even know what the title is, that supposedly inflamed the crowd that caused these attacks, within about 2 minutes, I realized, oh, this is not a film. This is not even, there was no way someone was trying to sell this to anyone for investment. This literally is a PR op. I could tell by looking at it that that is not a product that anyone was trying to take seriously, and surely not the crowd in Benghazi. The film, or the so-called film, the video, is basically unwatchable, and it makes no sense. And that is not why the crowd at Benghazi decided to attack that embassy. That is a cover story, and a very weak cover story. And I mentioned before that, of course, the Obama administration was at first reluctant to regard the Benghazi attacks as terrorism. Why is that? Because they don't want the anti-terrorism apparatus that they have helped build up inflicted upon themselves, and asking questions, of course. It looks like we got a caller, and like I said, we are opening up the phone lines, 800-259-9231. 259-9231, call in, and we will discuss your topic or your question. So let's go to Mark from Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to InfoWars.
Hey, Holland.
Yes.
Holland, it's a good host. Hey, honor speaking to you. I just ordered your film online. I saw it.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, Mark, we're getting ready to go to break in about 10 seconds. Can you hold on to the other side and we can continue the conversation?
Sure, you bet.
Well, thank you for calling in. Like you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, I am the guest host, Holland van den Noordhoff. We will be right back after these messages.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introduce. Testing Pro 1. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Holland Vandenroth, this May 10th, Friday. Looks like we're going to go back to our caller, Mark from Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. You were saying that you had purchased a copy of A Noble Lie. Is there anything else?
Yes, sir. And what bothers me is nobody's even ever heard of this. And I have passed it around. I even sent it to another talk show. I don't know if you ever heard of the Lynn Willie talk show. It's here in Texas also.
I guess not.
And because I want people to, you know, to understand that this stuff is real. I didn't used to believe this stuff. I used to think, some nutcases, conspiracy theories. No. And because I tell people, look, you can Google police officer Donald Browning. You can Google the late murdered, by the way, Officer Terrence Yagi.
Mm-hmm.
And also recently the late what's his name, Heidelberg, Hoppy Heidelberg.
Hoppy Heidelberg, yes, of course, who passed last year also.
I'm sorry we lost him recently. You can Google those things and you can see these are not fly-by-night witnesses. These are people who really were there and seeing what happened or were personally threatened. It was Hoppy and, of course, police officer Browning.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said when I was saying earlier in the show, I mean, we were talking to the actual people involved in these events. Police officers had their lives threatened by FBI agents. Don Browning was on the InfoWars show not long after release talking about the fact that in police headquarters, Don Browning, an Oklahoma City police officer, one of the first responders who helped save lives. Yes, he was confronted by an FBI agent who told them that he and his wife might lose their lives if he continued to ask questions. That is the caliber of people we are dealing with. We are dealing with simple thugs who threaten the lives of innocent people if you ask questions. We're seeing that being played out also here also in Benghazi, where people who ask questions are having at least their careers threatened now, and if they keep on asking, even more will get threatened. Mark, is there anything else?
Yeah, and I also tell him, by the way, that Officer Browning, forget just the fact he was a police officer, but he's a fact he's a Vietnam vet, Marine Vietnam vet, actually a rifleman in Vietnam. So, you know, and I try to tell people, if Oklahoma was a false flag, everything that's going on now, the shooting at Newtown, the shooting in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, and other shootings, and including what happened in Boston, you can believe is a good chance the government is behind it. Stop admiring the FBI. The FBI has become a criminal organization, as is the CIA. It's unfortunate, but this is what's happening. And by the way, did you ever hear of William Cooper?
Yes, I have.
I'm reading a book right now called Behold a Pale Horse.
Mm-hmm, the famous book by William Cooper, yes.
Yeah, and in it, he writes, he wrote this book in 1990 now. He predicted a lot of the shootings and stuff. As a matter of fact, he said they already happened and blamed it on CIA mind control, including using drugs such as Prozac. If you want, I can read you page 225.
Oh, right, that's
now.
All right. I've actually read the book, and I'm sure many of our listeners have, but they can definitely look that up. It's valuable to reference that. I thank you, Mark, for calling in to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you very much, and also for your purchase of a Noble Lie, and, of course, spread that around. And this is something that I will relate to the audience, and time again, this is what I was striving for with the Noble Lie. What we were striving for was for that product to be a wake-up tool. And I have had more than one person come to me and tell me that they were able to wake up stubborn members of their family or their friends who were unable to grasp a lot of the information. But seeing it laid out in the way it was in a Noble Lie allowed them to make the conclusions that can only be gotten from a sober examination of the evidence. So it does serve as a valuable wake-up tool, and in that I am glad. So I thank you, Mark, for checking out A Noble Lie, for spreading the word, and for calling in. Excellent. Well, thank you for calling in, Mark. We have a number of callers on the line. We'll get to that in a second. Like I said, I thank you, Mark, for bringing up that topic. When you verify that at least one event in American history, like the Oklahoma City bombing, was indeed a false flag attack, that did happen. And then you ascertain the fact that no one was held accountable, no one in government was fired, no one was held accountable for treason, for mass murder of their own citizens, for perpetuating that attack. And I'd like to clarify some things. When I say inside job, that it was an inside job, it was. But it's not that every street agent on the scene was involved in a cover-up of the fact that a criminal arm of the government blew up its own facility or blew up its own people to affect a political agenda. It's not. And that the people on the ground, and that's what you see in the use of these military drills. Like in Boston, you saw the men in the black hoodies and the khaki tactical pants and the desert boots with the same backpack as the Chechen suspects. Obviously, there was a military drill, police drill in effect at the time. Now, the purpose of the drill, which is the common denominator many times to these false flag attacks, is twofold. One, it allows the movement of assets into place. It provides a plausible deniability and security for those assets that they are moved into place. Oh, we're just part of an exercise or a drill. Number two, after the fact, after it goes live, after it blows up, after there are casualties on the ground that they weren't expecting, the players were not expecting, the drill effectuates the cover-up, because now all the people involved in what they initially thought was a legitimate law enforcement or military operation are now complicit in mass murder. And they're going to keep their mouth shut. And that's even if they care to report it. For the most part, all the people on the ground are covering up what they expect and what they think is simply a massive foul-up by their agency, which, of course, happened time and time again. And let's not leave it out of the purview of government employees to cover up their own mistakes. So the drill is twofold: to move the assets into place and to help effectuate the cover-up after the fact by letting all the law enforcement officers or military officers involved let them know, oh, by the way, this is part of an operation, but it's top secret and you can't talk about it. Of course, I'm not making that up. We saw the same thing after the Oklahoma City bombing. Something that's not in a noble lie was the fact that several police officers on the scene who first responded were sequestered, brought together separately by FBI agents and told that there was an undercover operation going on involving the Ryder truck, involving what happened in Oklahoma City, and for security reasons of an ongoing undercover operation, you cannot talk about it. That is the security at work. They use that cover story time and time again. And the one thing I have delineated from my study of government false flag attacks is that they will not vary the formula if it's successful. There's no reason for them to. If it works, they will keep on doing it. Almost to where it loses its originality. They literally use the same standard operating procedure every time because it works. Well, it's going to keep on working until we hold them accountable, until we put enough pressure on the mainstream media to keep on asking those questions that are going to make the government uncomfortable. And until that happens, they're going to continue doing things the same way. But I think after Boston, they may have to change their methods of operation, because Boston was very sloppy. Benghazi was very sloppy. Maybe they're losing their edge because they're not competing with the truth anymore, because they can rely upon the media to just cover everything up. I don't know. But they're not very good these days. And I don't want it to be that way, but it is. And viewing the lens of Benghazi and the Boston bombings through what I've discovered firsthand with the Oklahoma City bombing is amazing. I've interviewed firsthand players in the Oklahoma City bombing, members who were involved with the neo-Nazi right back in the mid-90s. One of those men, Johnny Bangeter, informed me that prior to the Oklahoma City bombing, he was in Las Vegas area at the time, he was being approached by an informant who was asking him to bomb a federal building with ammonium nitrate and Tovex boosters. That does sound familiar, because that's exactly what played out several months later on April 19th, 1995 in Oklahoma City. This guy who was approaching Johnny Bangeter, literally pitching a script, which later played out. Now, the spooky thing about this man who was pitching the script was an ATF informant. So what we have is direct proof of the ATF using their informants, selling the OKC script around the country to various neo-Nazi groups, until someone obviously was foolish enough to take the bait. So you see the fact that they are approaching people before these attacks, trying to get them to effectuate these attacks. We've seen this in the war on terror time and time again with the so-called Christmas tree bomber and other incidents that were almost forgotten now because of these larger events. And what you see, the SOP is the FBI sends an informant to approach some confused kid who's working at McDonald's, and he talks to him over some so-called jihadi website, which of course is a CIA front. And this young kid is talked into jihad, paid to do it. They pay for his apartment. And they put him on the no-fly list so he can't get away from his handler, who is freaking him out. He tries to get a job in Alaska, so they put him on the no-fly list so he can't get a job. So what does he have to do now? He has to ask for more money from his FBI handler. He's now even more under control. And later, of course, the FBI handler hands him a cell phone and tells him to blow up something. So he dials a number and is arrested. He's thrown in jail for the rest of his life. And the war on terror is given more justification for its existence. So these operations are happening all the time. All it takes for an operation, for something real to happen, a real bomb, is to take one of these always ongoing sting operations, and instead of putting in fake explosives, like they say they do these times, put in a real bomb, like they did at Oklahoma City. and watch it blow up. And watch every agent on the scene scramble for cover and start coming up with cover stories, because they may not exactly know what happened, but they know they'll get in trouble for whatever happened. So they're going to cover themselves. So the cover-up after the fact is also not based upon universal knowledge of the attack. Everyone is covering up everything for their own reasons. And that's probably where we're going to see at Benghazi. Let's go to our next caller. We got a number of callers on the line. Like I said, this is Friday. I'm the guest host in place of Alex, and I like to talk to his audience. So let's go to Steve from Costa Rica. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hi. Great. I'm glad to meet you. It's wonderful to get on talking to you guys. It's just amazing how people just aren't being aware of the corruption that's going on there and these false flags. Things are becoming so obvious that it's just phenomenal that they just don't get it.
A lot of them do get it, but it's not in their interest to talk about it.
Well, I don't know. They're being lazy or something. You know, I'm doing everything I can from down here because I talk pretty crazy myself. And you know, I'm doing the YouTube stuff and doing.
So when you live in an insane world, being a little crazy is probably not an entirely bad thing.
Well, what the Chicos call me down here is gringo loco, so I might have deserved that in some respect because they know I'm not your normal gringo down here.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a while to get a little respect down here. But one of the things, too, with this whole corruption stuff and this whole banking structure that's had affected Costa Rica, which I'm really so sad to see, is the last two presidents have borrowed so much money, billions and billions and hundreds of millions of dollars from these same banksters in Europe that have been repossessing Greece and Cyprus that are going for Italy, Spain, Portugal, and they're going to be coming here. They already done it to Stockton, California. They repossessed Stockton. People don't understand. They're taking their pension funds. You know, when are they going to wake up? These poor
exactly what's guys? Happening in what has happened in Europe, what has happened in Greece, what they tried to pull off in Iceland. It's just a precursor of what they're going to try to pull off in this country. We're not asking people to make fantabulous, inventions here. Just learn the lessons of very recent history and apply them to what's going on today. What they pulled off, what they tried to pull off in Iceland, what they're pulling off in Greece, Spain, Italy, is what they're going to do in this country when the bill comes. We are no different, and we are not immune from history.
Piece by piece, like a cancer. It's spreading like a cancer, not like a virus. That grows too fast. And piece by piece, and they're going to consume everybody. And they're going to consume this poor country, too. And these people know it down here because there is austerity down here. Everything has gone up, the cost of living, although it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the United States. But still, in their respect, in their economy, everything has gone up, and the locals don't like it. And they're pretty upset with their president. You know, she's one of the first women presidents, and she got bought off by the United States because they.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, Costa Rica is definitely within the sphere of influence of the United States, and they're not going to allow an independent to run that country for too long. I thank you for calling in, Steve.
Great, good talking to you. Have a great day, then.
Awesome, awesome. I have a lot of friends who have decided to go the expatriate route, who are in Ecuador and Costa Rica and other countries. I don't blame them at all. I mean, if you want to go to Costa Rica, I fully sympathize. I'm sure it's a beautiful country. I myself was born in this country, and I've already made a name for myself saying the things I do, so it's already too late for me to run. It's not in my nature anyway. But I fully understand those people who flee tyranny that is happening in this country, who have seen history and seen it playing out again in this country. You would be a fool to not read the signs and take action. Either get out or go to battle, one or the other. I'm not passing judgment on those who get out. I think you're wise to avoid what's going on in this country. I perhaps am not the smart one for sticking around and fighting it out, but then again, it's not the first time I've been accused of that. Anyways, we're going to our next caller, John from Texas. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's going on, bud? I really appreciate what y'all guys are doing out there, and keep spreading the word. You know, I ain't gonna sit here, I ain't gonna run either. You know, I look at it, and I already know what they're trying to do to us, and I'm not dealing with it. You know, I'm not having it. But I just got some breaking news. Is the reason why I'm calling, because you know I'm an everyday listener, my first time calling.
Excellent.
But I got some breaking news. The Texas bombing. the West Texas bombing.
Are you talking about the fertilizer plant in Waco, Texas? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, sir. Well, okay. I'm looking at my news just now. I recorded it and everything. I got footage of it. But they caught a guy, and he said, at first he was talking about, oh, it was a fire. And then they caught the EMS guy, and he exploded.
Okay, you say caught the man. Is that caught on private communications between first responders? Is that on the news?
No, no. He said that they caught the guy. He got federal agents got this guy now, and he's an EMS guy. EMS or EMT, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Brian something McKnight. I got the video.
We have the article online right now on InfoWars. I'm looking at it right now. So it looks like there is some developing information in that investigation. I was wondering exactly how that fertilizer plant exactly went up. Being on fire doesn't necessarily mean it'll explode. Anyways, I think we're calling into the Alex Jones Show. We're going to break right now and go to our next callers. I thank you for calling in. And for those of you listening, we will be right back.
U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared. Prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Holland Vandenhoff, guest hosting this May 10th. All the callers on the line, be patient. I will get to you as soon as I can. Today we are discussing, as a direct topic, the information coming out of the Benghazi attacks on September 11th of last year. We can cover other topics, of course. There's a lot of other topics I really want to get into the fact that the State Department has shut down the 3D printing plans that are being distributed, that they're citing an international arms control treaty. They shut down a website that's distributing plans on making a gun, printing a gun on a 3D printer. Of course, Alex has had Buddy Wilson on the show in the past talking about this new evolution in manufacturing. The fact that now engineers are going to have more power than politicians. I think that's a new good trend. I've had my dealings with a number of politicians over the year. I've not been impressed with their IQ. However, engineers, I'm fully confident, can pull off their plans competently. And the latest news coming out of Cody Wilson and his enterprise, his endeavors, is that the State Department has shut down his website and its distribution of files that allow 3D printers to print up the Liberator handgun, which is a ABS plastic handgun that can be made entirely from a 3D printer minus the nail, which you can buy at Home Depot, as a firing pin, a weapon that fires apparently most popular pistol calibers. It's based on the Liberator pistol from World War II, which is a one-shot pistol dropped behind the lines to the French resistance, the idea being that you took the Liberator in your hand and you walked up to a German sentry, you dispatched the sentry with your Liberator and you took his weapon and now you were armed to fight the resistance. Cody Wilson has invoked that name for the Liberator and his new printable handgun, and the State Department has struck back by shutting down the website and its distribution because apparently foreign users are offloading or downloading those files, and that violates some international arms control treaty. So we're seeing the pushback on this gun control fight. Now, what Cody Wilson and his people are doing is circumventing the whole political process by conventionally which they restrict and control our behavior through taxation, through laws, through bans, through prisons. When you can print up whatever is your heart's desire, if it be a gun, it really doesn't matter how many pieces of paper are written, how many words are written on a piece of paper signed by the governor. That is not reality. What is happening on the ground is reality. And now we're going to be able to see the capability to manufacture your own weaponry. Now, some people may be predicting some kind of Mad Max chaotic world in such an event, but it's not too much different from what's going on now, because you can purchase basically whatever you want. You're just going to be able to circumnavigate government restriction on your freedom. So perhaps the new fight for freedom is not going to be in the halls of state capitals, of the White House, of the Congressional Building in D.C. Maybe the future fight for freedom will be in laboratories, be on computers. And actually, I think that's what's happening now. We see a lot of people on the edge of the technological revolution are freedom-oriented, directly so, involved in the fight. We see it. We want the hackers and engineers and technological gurus on our side, because this obsolete system that they're trying to keep in place over us, controlling our behavior, is obsolete. They're refusing to come to grips with it, and now they're striking back by trying to ban things, like with the State Department banning defense distributed from getting these plans on how to make guns out there. We can fight back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Holland Van Den Ooyenhoff. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.